Coming to you from a wrong turn off Route 66. Somewhere in the Sonoran Desert, it's James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks.
Good morning, Phoenix and friends, and everybody out there in the YouTube-verse, what? Spotify, what? iTunes, maybe, what? If you're weird, Audible.
You're getting into it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is Saturday edition, summertime. It is June 4th, 2022. It is in the dog days about to start for sports. We got the NBA finals, which we will get into because it wasn't good for my boy to the left here.
Nope.
We've got NFL talk, as always. We had the match on Tuesday.
Did you watch any of that?
Highlights.
Yeah.
Highlight. My dad watched the whole thing. Shout out Pops. He watched the whole thing after I told him. As soon as I told him, he like, oh, bro, I turned it on. Got to go. And he hung up.
All right. Watched the last three holes.
So we got that, which we can dive into. But yeah, man. I mean, as always, you know, baseball's baseball. It's whatever. Kids are out of school.
Yes.
Your boy playing high school baseball.
Yep. Starting that up already. Had a nice 3 weeks off.
Nice.
But that's the way sports is this year. Right?
Absolutely.
This year, this
time well, until he's out of high school and then hopefully further.
Oh, yeah. It's nonstop, but it's fun.
Keeps you going. I know I was telling Teresa that, you know, we're busy, but there'll be a point where we're not busy.
Oh, yeah.
So, like just, it's okay. Like, it's okay that we're busy. Like, it's okay, like, just go with the wave.
Enjoy it.
Ride it. Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of, you know, nice that we are in that spot right now.
And we're back in the studio.
We got no children. The boys are in Minnesota at the lake house enjoying God's country. They won't leave that place for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, legit, won't leave the house. They're not going to, they won't leave. There's nowhere to go. They're not going to go anywhere.
I didn't have any responsibilities.
So,
no.
Got in here early, so it's not 100 degrees yet because the studio gets hot.
It does, but it is nice. It's nice to be back here. We haven't been in here for a while.
We haven't been in here in a while, bro.
Had to dust off the chairs.
Literally, dust off the chairs, the microphones. Right.
But it is good. It is one of the slower weeks. That's why we actually did take our break. That's why we're taking our break from our radio show. But it is nice to be back on. We got a little bit to talk about from the NFL side of it because it is such a slow week. And, I mean, there's just not a whole lot going on. And I am just not excited to talk about the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I bet you're not, bro.
First game. I am excited to see what's going to happen.
They play
tonight?
It's
frustrating how much they're spreading. No, it's tomorrow.
Jeez.
The way that they're spreading this out because it's... it's agony after seeing
what,
that.
What
loss.
Are we doing?
I thought
for
sure that game was going to. Okay. Let's save this.
Let's get into the NFL real quick.
Build up.
All right. So, quick things. Tua.
Yep.
Talking about, you know, ignoring critics of his arm strength. You know, at the end of Dolphins practice, talking about, you know, that deep ball money. Tyreek Hill is probably a touchdown. You know, nobody paid attention. Look, we don't know what he's going to be. We have no idea what Tua's going to be.
In college, I
think we have no idea.
Really?
I think we have no idea. I think people are putting way too much on this kid that he's a bust, he's a bum, he can't throw the ball, blah, blah, blah.
So do you think he's going to actually be something where he's already injury prone, he's small, he hasn't really done that much, but he hasn't had that much opportunity.
Right.
I do think we kind of know who he is. I don't think he's... we have no idea.
I don't think the Dolphins are going to be 11-game winners, but I do think they're probably going to win 7, 8, or 9. They're going to be – they were pretty good last year.
Is that enough to keep Tua there?
They were pretty good last year. With the first-year head coach with Mike McDaniel. Yeah, I think so. And here's why. So this guy, he's very innovative. He made, at one point, Brian Hoyer look good. Okay?
Okay.
I think he can take Tua, being a lefty, which there's not that many in the league. You know what I mean? Taking that strength of – you. Everybody has to play him opposite. I know that sounds dumb. And maybe it is. Maybe an NFL guy would be like, you're an idiot. It doesn't matter if it's left or right. But Jerry Rice said it made a big difference when catching the ball. And he's supposedly the greatest of all time. So if I'm going to take his advice that it's a big difference because the ball comes out differently. He's rolling to the left instead of the right to his strong. The right tackle's now guarding the blind side instead of the left tackle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All those things matter. And that offense. Look at Tim Tebow and his barely being able to be a quarterback in the NFL. And they found success. They won a playoff game, but Elway knew he wasn't going to be what he needed to win a Super Bowl, and he had an opportunity to get Peyton Manning. If they don't get Peyton Manning, Denver doesn't win Super Bowls.
Are you saying that's because he's left-handed?
No, I'm saying they worked an offense around a guy that maybe isn't the greatest thrower of the football. That's an athlete that can play quarterback. That might be what we have here.
With Tua?
Yeah.
Okay.
Better than Tebow. Better than Tebow. but athletic like him, throws a better ball than him, but is probably limited like Tebow in that regard. That's what I'm saying. So if you can get a good offensive mind around him, I don't see why he couldn't be successful.
You can, with the way that these coaches are, I mean, like especially with Shanahan, you can have an average quarterback, and if you put them in the right system with the right run game and a good defense, you can actually make them look really, really good as long as they can control the game. If they're smart, they don't turn the ball over. Yeah, absolutely. And Tua could do that in the system. I don't think he's the answer for them long term. I think he's, let's see what he can do, and maybe he has that small chance of being a franchise quarterback, but I don't think he is a franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
And with what's coming out next year.
And here's the thing, and he may not be, but let me ask you, there's never going to be 32 franchise quarterbacks, right? Like in the league at the same time, there's never going to be 32 franchise quarterbacks, okay? So to me, when we're talking about that, do you have to have a franchise quarterback to win a Super Bowl? No, you don't, in my opinion.
No.
Because there's guys.
Baltimore did it, right?
It doesn't happen.
Almost done it.
It doesn't happen that often. Yeah, you guys almost have almost twice. Done it. The Niners. It doesn't happen that often, no.
Right.
But with how defenses are now, how the offensive game has changed to where wide receivers, I mean, this comes from a fantasy football standpoint, which I've been on for years, wide receivers are now scoring as many fantasy points as running backs because that's how much they're throwing the football.
Oh, yeah, especially
so
in PPR.
So that does translate into real football because that's what's actually happening on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So running backs aren't like, look at Nick Chubb. I know we're kind of going off on a tangent, but it's Saturday, folks. Look at Nick Chubb.
We let James start at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Great, great running back in real life. I don't know how great of a fantasy running back he is because he doesn't get a lot of touchdowns. He doesn't have, like, he doesn't catch the ball that often.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But he's in real life, he might be the best running back in the NFL. If you want to argue Derrick Henry, you want to argue Jonathan Taylor, okay. But you get what I'm saying? Like,
he's definitely
up there. He's in that top 3 or 4.
But then you have a Debo.
Dalvin Cook. Shout out Dalvin Cook, you know.
Who's a wide receiver slash running back. And he's getting all these touches, and he's blowing up fantasy points.
Yep.
So you have that. Yeah, absolutely. Wide receivers are...
they're becoming more and more valuable, and there's more of them on the field.
Yeah, and you used to see like one or two. Like Calvin Johnson used to go up high, right?
Yeah.
You used to have a couple that would be really, really high in that first or second round for fantasy football, and I know we are going off on a tangent.
It's okay. We're cares? Good.
But now you're seeing several. I mean, more receivers, probably by round 3, more receivers than...
yes.
Running backs?
Ooh.
Or close to?
Close, because here's the thing. If you, ladies and gentlemen,
maybe
we're getting into the woods.
Four. Let's say round 4.
But if people are fantasy football people, and I hope some of you that are listening are, and if you're not, get into it. It is fun, especially with all the gambling you can do. Traditionalists, running backs, you know, that's how it's gone. Every once in a while, somebody will take a flyer on a quarterback, like when Rodgers was killing it.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes type stuff, Lamar Jackson type stuff. Some of those guys that just, you know, they're anomalies at the position.
They're typically putting up 30-plus points a game.
But, yes, you're getting more and more receivers because, especially in a PPR league, points per reception, for those that you don't know what we're talking about. So, yeah, you are getting that. That just it just goes to show you what the landscape of the NFL. There are so many good quarterbacks, but, again, I don't think you have to have a franchise quarterback to win a Super Bowl. It will be harder, but I think you can do it.
If you have the right pieces in place.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have Sam Darnold. I'm not saying Sam Darnold's going to win you a Super Bowl. Or be a part of a team that's going to win a Super Bowl if he's on the field. I don't believe that will ever happen.
No, but there's a lot that could happen. I mean, if you have a stud defense and a way to... I mean, literally, if you have an amazing offensive line, obviously this is like a wish list, and a stud running back and a stud defense...
Yeah, that's the Cleveland Browns. You just described the Cleveland Browns. Stud offensive line, number one for PFF, number one in the NFL.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt.
Yes.
And our defense, may I interest you in Jadeveon Clowney and Myles Garrett?
Right. No,
you know
I mean,
saying?
Absolutely.
Like, yes, you're right. Oh, and we have a quarterback now. We had a guy who was pretty good in Baker Mayfield, which if he wouldn't have gotten injured, maybe they still would have made the trade.
We still have him.
Maybe. We still have him. They're going to pay him. He's going to go somewhere. Now that the talks that there's a potential that they need them to pay $14 to $15 million and they'll come off his hands. Carolina is still involved in this, and so is Seattle. And I think before preseason starts, went by training camp in July, he will be moved.
I don't know. I think it's going to have to be one of two things. Either if it is before training camp, it'll be some crazy move. I don't think it would be either one of those teams. It would just be something that Cleveland finally had enough and just paid, almost gave up the whole year, right? Or somebody's going to get injured.
Yeah, but you can't wait for somebody to get injured unless they get injured in training camp.
No, but what I'm saying is that they're just going to hold on to him, and then...
I think they'd rather pay the $15 million and let him go somewhere because it's in a trade. 18? Yeah, but they would take $15 million of a salary.
Right, but so far nobody's taking that.
No, that's what they're asking now. Teams have said, so in reports, so somebody's leaking this, yeah. And it wasn't the Browns. Because they said teams are willing to take on Baker Mayfield if the Browns would pay $14 to $15 million of a salary. So the teams that are interested, whoever it is, wanted that to be known. Because they leaked that through, I believe, Pro Football Focus.
Okay.
Oh, no. What's Mike Florio, his Pro Football Talk. I think it was through him. So somebody wanted that out. And it wasn't Cleveland. Because Cleveland's not saying,
and it's not him.
And it's not just it could be Baker's guys floating that, yeah. But it said, why would Baker say teams would want you to do this unless teams have told him that?
Because Baker doesn't.
I mean, I don't think he's saying anything.
He hasn't. I mean, he hasn't. And this is the best thing that, I mean, how long has it been that we've gone this long without Baker being up in the news?
So you want humble pie? Trade him to Buffalo to be the backup. Same draft class.
Behind Allen.
Hey, Trubisky did, and look what happened. He ends up going to Pittsburgh. Now, Papa Merck, shout out Papa Merck. He thinks that Kenny Pickett's going to start in Pittsburgh week one. I said I believe it'll be Trubisky. He says no way they're going to run with the kid. And I think my buddy John said the same thing. Steeler John said the same thing.
Saw in Snoop Dogg's video.
Yeah.
Sorry, your tongue got
me. Oh, you got me.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yes, it...
Seattle's really going to win games with Geno Smith
and Locke.
Or Drew Locke?
Yeah. No, it's not going to
happen. Sorry,
no.
CJ, that ain't happening.
I don't understand what Seattle is doing and why they're not pulling the trigger on something. I mean, even I think the Raiders even doing a favor maybe to Kaepernick trying out. They're not going to sign him.
No, they're not going to sign him.
And it was almost like to show, but that's the last ditch. Like, if he doesn't get signed, like, this is it, right?
Go play in the If you really want to play football, go play in the USFL. Go play in the XFL. Go be the face of the XFL for The Rock.
Do. That's what he should do.
Be an ambassador to that. Be the guy in the field that's tearing it up. Win the MVP. Win the first XFL trophy. Well, the first in this rendition. You know what I'm saying? It's got enough backing.
The XFL is opening up the doors. They got with Disney's now, right?
Like, ABC, I mean, ESPN, they've all signed. And they've agreed to be a feeder program to the NFL to try stuff.
Which eliminated.
Why wouldn't you want to be a part of that? Be the highest paid guy there.
Oh, yeah.
You could be such of an impact, and maybe that is. Maybe that is what will happen.
Yeah.
But, like, the NFL dream, I believe for him, that chapter is closed in his life, and it had a long time ago. And this was, like, the last showpiece, like you said, because I don't see it with, like you said, what next year? There's five quarterbacks coming out. I don't know if that's the number, ladies and gentlemen, but let's just say there's
four studs.
So, and who's to say that this draft this year isn't going to have one or two that pan out to be very good quarterbacks?
Right. I mean, it was 6 years, 7 years ago he played.
The carousel never stops. Once you get off, it's very hard to get back on because it never slows down.
And when you get hit and it's been that long, you're a little bit older, the bone's a little bit weaker. I don't care. The wear and tear does break you down a long time, but the consistency of your body being pushed through that, it keeps you in.
And he had good years and bad years. It's not like he played like lights on fire forever. For the whole time he was in the league.
He had more good games than bad games.
Yes.
And when he was on, he was amazing.
Yes.
A stud.
He was electric.
Right.
He was electric. What he did in Green Bay to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like
it was
to
140 yards. I mean, he blew past. That was unreal. Like I
closed my eyes
game.
And I can see that, and I'm definitely not a fan of the Niners.
Yes. I absolutely loved it. But then he threw quite a few interceptions on deep balls. So
he had no touch.
So
everything was a rocket.
Let's switch it up because we went to Cleveland. We kind of brought it back to the Niners. We went a little bit negative on both.
Yeah, we did.
Frank Gore retired.
Yes, sir.
16 years, 16,000 yards of scrimmage. First ballot Hall of Famer?
No. He is a Hall of Famer, so the first ballot doesn't matter. I just think a lot of the voters, which I don't agree with, but the voters that have votes are going to say that's a longevity award because he played 16 years and at the position. Yes, yes, yes. It's 16,000 yards. How many amazing seasons did he have? He probably had 10. Now, I understand. I'm saying he's a Hall of Famer. I just don't think the first ballot, because I'm looking at other running backs that didn't make it first ballot that are probably better than it. Fred Taylor's better than Frank Gore.
Better athlete.
Better running back.
I think that it's a lot that you have to put into this because it's not just what you see as far as stats, obviously, are a huge thing, right?
Sure.
But longevity is a big thing to me where you're looking at that is it's hard, extremely hard to do that and to put up numbers. So the fact of that, that shows what he did to make his
as
a better player.
I get it. Listen, right? he had some, like, bro, his second year in the league, 1,695 yards rushing, 8 touchdowns, okay? Yeah. Then he followed up with 1,100, then 1,000, then 1,100. Then he had a down year. Now we'll say this. He's played so many games, but, you know, he missed games in a lot of seasons.
Especially later in the career, but earlier
on. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He played 7 years where he didn't miss a game, and that was later in his career. But 1,200 yards, 1,100 yards, 1,100 yards, 900 yards, 1,200 yards, 900 yards and 17. 700, 500, 600. Okay. Two touchdowns, 0, 3, 4, 6, 4. So, like, this is an amazing career. He's a Hall of Famer, but I'm looking at it going, his second year was his best year ever. And he maybe led the league, but that might have been his finest moment. Did he ever lead the league anywhere else in rushing? Did he ever break? He only had double-digit rushing touchdowns once in his career. He had 10 in 2009, 10. Everything else was 8 or less. There was a year where he didn't have any, and he played 14 games. Granted, he played with the Dolphins, and they stunk, but he didn't have any.
Okay,
so it's like, yes, he had an amazing career, and to play that long and to have that many games as a running back is tremendous, and he will be in the Hall of Fame. I just don't think he'll be first ballot considering the guys that are in front of him now that still aren't in that I think had more impactful years than he did. He had more years, but it's amazing. You can't tell the story, and credit Pat McAfee for this, but he always says, you know, the NFL Hall of Fame should be, can I tell the story of the NFL without this person or without this segment?
Oh, that's that you can't.
And
do
you
that
can't.
Now.
No, you can't. Well, you can't do. You can't tell the story of the NFL without telling Frank Gore.
Right.
You can leave guys out. I can tell you the story of the NFL and leave out guys.
Yes, 100%.
I can leave out Vinny Testaverde. I can leave out Vinny Testaverde, who has over 40,000 yards passing and over 300 yards. You can leave him out. You won't miss anything. But you would if you didn't have the longest tenured running back in NFL history.
Right.
So, yes, in that regard, he should be in the Hall of Fame. And he has some numbers to back that up, but I wouldn't say first ballot. No, seriously.
So, this is where
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He had 9 1,000-yard seasons. He is a Hall of Famer. Yes, but there's guys that have 10, 11, 12 1,000-yard seasons that aren't in the Hall of Fame yet. That's all I'm saying. So, yes, he will get in there. He's retired 5 years from now, but unless some of these other guys get in, he won't be a first ballot, which doesn't matter because once you're in, your gold jacket isn't any golda. I love gold. It's not not any gold or any dimmer. You don't have a stripe on. You don't have to. It's not like a scarlet letter.
And they do your face from back in the day anyway.
So nobody cares. Yeah. Nobody cares.
It's fine.
It's just for, oh, we're on Spotify only, and we're not on the radio. For us slap dicks. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, James should figure it out.
It took me 18 minutes into the show to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that we are not on the radio right now.
He doesn't give a fuck this morning.
So I have a microphone, and I can say whatever I want, but I'll keep it clean. So, yes, he is a Hall of Famer, not first ballot. You had me dive into the stats over here, man. I'm firing on all cylinders. No coffee yet. This is wake up, James.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm already.
Now, speaking of retirements, another guy, 17-year career.
Yes.
The magic man himself.
The beard.
Graduate, alumni of Highland High School Hawks, which is literally, if you were watching, which we're not showing, but you've seen my studio, behind my wall that I'm pointing to right now that you can't see, about 2 football fields away is said high school.
Okay.
Graduate of Harvard, smart guy.
Yep.
The bearded wonder. Ryan Fitzpatrick called it a career. Dude had 37,000 passing yards.
It's unreal.
And over 233 passing touchdowns for a guy that was never the guy.
So, real quick, will you look up how much money did he make in his career?
Oh.
So, in the.
Oh, let's see.
If we think about it, he has been around for so long where he tried to be that stud, and then he kind of had that lull for a little bit. And then, probably the most memorable things that you'll remember about Fitzpatrick. In these last, 5, 6 years, he's gone to teams and saved their careers saved their seasons because their star quarterback went down. Or he went in there and helped some younger players try to grow, correct? So you look at with what he's done for quite a few different teams, because he ended up playing for 9 different teams, if I'm correct.
Okay, so it says that he's earned $82 million over his NFL salary career during his career, and that's that's basically a backup. I think he might be, was brought in to be the starter twice. I want to say Buffalo, he's brought in to be the starter. And I think in Miami, he was brought in to be the starter when he got there. I think everywhere else, and maybe Washington, but I feel like everywhere else, he became the starter because somebody got hurt. Whether it was Cincinnati. I mean, he's played for 17 teams, so I couldn't even tell you right now. Boy, don't I know it.
No, I think it was 9.
No, he's played for more than 9, bro.
Really?
I don't think it's 17, obviously, but, I mean, we can look it up. How many games is Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Not games, too.
How many teams?
Was drafted by the Rams.
Yep.
Then the Bengals.
Yep.
Then the Bills.
What?
Then the Titans.
What?
Then the Texans.
What?
Then the Jets.
Uh-huh.
Then the Bucks.
Yep.
Then the Dolphins.
Okay.
Then the Washington football team.
Okay.
So that would be 9.
Okay. Wow, 9.
Nine
more than I played for.
Finished with 223 touchdowns and 169 interceptions, 34,990 yards, like you had said. Not bad. 21 rushing touchdowns.
No, bro had some wheels on him.
Like, what he did, I would say, especially say in Miami and,
yeah,
and
Buffalo.
Buffalo and even the Jets. Like, it's,
yes,
those were years where you were just like, God, this
you
guy,
rooted for
he's
him.
He's still here and he's still doing
yes.
it.
Yes. And you know what? He could be a backup anywhere in the league right now.
Great fantasy pickup. On that week where you know he was going to go in and he was going to start, he was always going to be that 25, 30 points. I take it. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Both great careers. Not a Hall of Famer.
No. Now, again, could be a contributor to the Hall of Fame in the sense of you maybe have an exhibit. Because some of these guys get exhibits all the time where they, you know, oh, I mean, Denzel Ward had an exhibit for that 101 yard touchdown return against Joe Burrow and like certain stuff they do, you know, like being the first player to do this back to back, stuff like that.
Fastest when they, yeah, what's his name?
They Ram. Put stuff in,
yeah,
like in exhibits. So, you know, you don't have a bust.
Right.
And they're expanding it and it is so beautiful. If you've never been, I know you have never been.
I know.
It is something that, it's something that almost we should do as a trip to go down and
absolutely
show you that, not so much the stomping grounds, but like that going there, it, you feel it. You get the goosebumps. You feel it. Shout out Gomez. He knows he gets the goosebumps.
Cleveland's cleaned its act up a little bit.
This isn't even in Cleveland, though. It's Canton. It's like saying
Ohio. Yeah, well,
Ohio has not cleaned its act up, brother. Ohio has not cleaned its act up.
As soon as I started to say it, I couldn't
Cincinnati
even.
And up. Or, sorry, Columbus and up, maybe.
Okay.
Below that, I don't know. You know how I feel about Cincinnati. It's
You're
in Kentucky anyways. 100%, bro.
Okay.
100%. Now, transitioning to other quarterback talk. During the week, we had on TNT, we had The Match featuring two OGs versus two young guns.
So Brady and Rodgers.
Versus Patrick Mahomes. I'll give him his respect.
And Josh.
Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. So a couple
and there
things.
Was, yeah, quite a bit of trash talk going back and forth beforehand.
Which was great trash talk.
So leading up to this, did you see the drone hole-in-one?
Yes.
Tom Brady.
Yes.
Fake or real?
Fake.
Okay.
100%. His social media team
is
tremendous.
Unreal.
And has been, and he's very good at the social medias.
Yes.
Fake.
Very, very good at, like, I would not want to play poker against him. Like,
no.
Him keeping everything, like, even the breakdown for the 30 for 30 for the tuck rule with Woodson. Did you see that?
Yeah.
A couple, yeah, so, like, even just the way he is, and you can see how he, oh, yeah, fake, for sure. So, sorry, kind of went off on a tangent.
No, you're good.
I watched the last little bit of this, and there was a lot of shit talking throughout the week. It continued through. It was good.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley was pretty friggin' funny.
Dude, it was so full disclosure.
This is going to be good.
Full disclosure, I did not watch. I remember that it was on. I was on the phone with my dad, and I reminded him. He turned it on right away, and he had to hang up. He's like, I got to watch this. So he watched it. I saw clips. I heard the next day, you know, kind of analysis, if you will, over it, things that had happened. Josh Allen playing with a golf ball that had Brady's combine photo on it. You know,
yeah,
the one where he looks like a bag of mayonnaise.
And then Tom Brady had
with a
Lombardi trophy. And he went up to Josh Allen. He's like, have you ever seen one of these before?
You know, I think he gives Josh so much grief. And I can't say I think because I've heard a lot of people say it, but it makes sense. So now I do think.
Yeah.
I think, therefore, I am.
Okay.
Shout out.
You believe.
Ladies, I don't know who said that. Who said that? I think, therefore, I am.
I don't know.
I don't remember. This is bad.
It's Saturday morning,
yeah,
and we're still.
I'm over here. You know who would know?
Asking,
you know who would know? Patrick.
Okay.
And he's not here. Pat's that guy, not here. It's a little early in the morning. Plus, we didn't
so
ask
is your
him.
Computer right in front of you. But we don't need to go there.
That is very true, ladies and gentlemen. I don't always use the computer.
We were just talking about before the show how we're just so out of the game, like trying to hook up a stereo.
Oh my gosh.
Like it's just, it's a different world. And it's like, there used to just be one plug, two plugs for the audio, you know, it'd be pretty simple. Now it's
got a lot, 17
and
plugs
and it changes every like 2 or 3 years. So I swear I have a box of cords that just pile. Cause as soon as I update, maybe like every 4 or 5 years, it's like there was two cords in between, just never used. It's ridiculous.
It is.
Okay, so did you find it?
Yeah. Wouldn't have gotten it anyways.
Okay. So.
Looks like it says it's Ruslan Yafresh. Russian Yafresh.
There you go.
It's not it at all, but I'll take it.
Okay.
So, didn't matter who it was. There was a lot of trash talk, like you said. I did notice that they said, you know, Rodgers was talking early, and then there was about 3 hours where he didn't say nothing. It was like playing kind of bad. Nobody was really talking. I did see a bunch of people got hit with golf balls.
Yeah.
I saw the video of the guy, Josh Allen, hitting the guy right in top of the head.
Yes.
And you hear the plunk. Like, you hear the ball hit and see dude go down. And he's smiling and everything. And he's going, I know it hurts. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I got hit. And the guy's like, Nicholas. Oh, my God, Nicholas. I can't believe you got hit. Oh, my God. Okay, Nicholas.
Oh, my God.
But he smiled. I think he was concussed. I mean, you could hear, dude, it was a thud. Oh, bro. Oof. I mean, it was just, dude went down like he got shot.
Yeah, there was
and
a
Josh Allen's like, ball clear, because he's trying to get people out of the way. He's trying to hit.
Yeah.
This is at the end of the match.
Yeah.
So, very hilarious that it happened. They shouldn't have spectators there.
There wasn't that many, so I
shouldn't have
I don't
any.
Think that, nah, I, it made it
I heard there was guys yelling and stuff.
Yeah, but there's a
I
lot
I want
of,
to hear these four talk. I don't want to hear.
You really didn't hear that much.
Yeah, it but was, is it because was there was a crowd? Is it because there was a crowd?
No, because they would constantly be on their carts, or then they would park, and then they would be out and either talking with their partner or not. Like, it really wasn't that bad.
And it was 5 hours. That's the other reason I couldn't watch it. I know they were 12 holes. You got to drop it to 9.
Yeah.
No, pick the best 9 out of an 18 course, so you don't have to play the front 9 or the back 9, for you golfers out there, inside golf talk.
It's the expanded. It's the same
just
thing.
Just play 9 holes. Pick 9 out of the 18 you want it. You want to basically feature, because this was played at the Wynn golf club near the Strip.
Yeah, it was gorgeous that day. I mean, it
what,
was
the
nice.
Year before, they was played up in Big Sky, Montana.
Yeah.
There was foxes, and there was a fox and like a bull or something like out on the, there was stuff out there. So
they should go play at Tahoe.
Very interesting. Well, Tahoe's next.
That's up.
No, it's in July. So I think it's the 4th of July weekend.
Or yeah, you are correct.
4th of July weekend. That'll be interesting to watch. I always like why. That should be on TV more.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Tahoe event, they do that all wrong. Like I get it. Like maybe there's stuff that they don't want to put on TV.
I absolutely.
So to me, that kind of makes sense that maybe that's why it doesn't have the best TV coverage and people aren't necessarily clamoring for like Tahoe coverage, but having the pro-am and having all the athletes playing together, you know, and seeing it and seeing the crossover, them speaking. And I bet you a lot of business gets done.
Oh yeah. South Lake Tahoe. There's a lot of money there.
I bet you a lot of business gets done during that just because money.
Yeah.
And money wants to make money. And you have all these people. Yeah. 100%.
Well, it's so nice. Like Tahoe. So my folks used to have a place up there when I was in high school. And so going to this match, it would be maybe a football field away. Like you could see through the trees, that's a part awesome. Of the golf course. Right. So like Michael Jordan being there all the time, Charles Barkley being there all the time. Now there's more even actors and different celebrities all across the board playing, but it is very private. It's kind of cool. Like how nice it is just on the South Shore of Tahoe that you're playing this.
It's probably unreal. Very beautiful.
So I would, just because of how long it's been around, I'm not surprised that it is more a little bit private and they don't cover as much. Because Tahoe's very old school. They don't. That's old money.
Mm-hmm. And conservative.
They don't, like, even with the lake, you can't, certain motors can't be on there. It has to stay blue. Got to keep Tahoe blue.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. There's bumper stickers for keep Tahoe blue.
Right on.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. The Hermosa Beach has the same thing. Keep Hermosa, Hermosa.
Yeah. Just
keep beautiful, beautiful.
Care, don't.
Yeah. You know,
trash it.
Keep Portland weird.
they all
that
have
is
it.
That is their motto. Portland is their bumper sticker. Keep Portland weird.
Oh, Portland is 100%, but they love it. Yeah. That's who they are.
No, they embrace it.
Yeah. 100%. It's fine.
Yeah.
They got their coffee.
That's why the Trailblazers don't win. They don't have a football team.
They don't.
They don't have a baseball team.
I
don't have a hockey team.
Lillard, like, is just... But almost
the Portland Trailblazers are the only professional sports team in Oregon.
Mm-hmm. And the Ducks, pretty much. The Ducks football team is, like, the only football team.
And they are professional because they do get paid.
Now, yeah. Well, they were before, bro. Nike is...
So before we jump out of this football talk,
okay,
got two things. So this week in my football quotes, I got one of those calendars, you know, every day there's a different quote thing, you know.
Okay.
And this week, well, in May, yeah, this week coming, this last past week was very good. Check this one out. I like this one. It's from our own Arizona Cardinals. Now, he didn't say this when he was with the Cardinals. He said he was with Houston.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about DeAndre Hopkins.
Talking about JJ?
Yep. Success isn't owned, it's leased. And rent is due every day. That's pretty good.
Truth.
That's pretty good. Like That's it. Pretty good. And then this one. For whom, which the trophy's named for.
Okay.
The man on top of the mountain didn't fall there. Shout out Coach Vince Lombardi. I like that one. The man on the top of the mountain didn't fall there.
Yeah. Some of the Just best saying. The best quotes... Are those ones that you have to take 3 or 4 seconds and just
sit on it,
kind of soak in? Like you get it immediately, but when you really think about it, there's almost layers to it.
Yeah,
you know,
100% there is right there.
I love that. That's awesome. Okay,
all right. So let's get into basketball. So the thing you want to talk about motivation. Because guess what?
Warriors
Your team lost game one.
I am so glad I did not bet the farm on this first game because I almost did. It was ridiculous. I had so many different bets that I had in my pocket. Set up, like in my cart, ready to go. And I couldn't do it because I was, you know, game one, be right. Let's see how these match up because Boston is clicking on all cylinders right now. They have a really good defense. And when you have a good defense, if you have a good offensive game, like they shot lights out, Al Horford, who I believe in college only shot 4 threes and made 0 of them, made more in this game.
He's been doing that this season, like, he's been shooting threes more and more the last couple of years.
Yes.
But, like, taking more than one or two a game?
Yes.
Yes, he's been doing that more. And it's they're dropping. Unreal. So why wouldn't you?
So I'm glad I didn't bet. Only did a couple of in-game parlays. Were small. Obviously, the Warriors did not win because that last quarter was unreal. I went, so I'm in my truck listening to XM, watching or listening to the game. Had to run, go grab some food real quick. Start a third quarter. We are up, right? We have a 38-point third quarter. Come back. Fourth quarter starts. Still up a little bit. Next thing I know, we are down and just, like, gave up. It was disgusting watching us in those last, like, 3 or 4 minutes because it wasn't even we weren't attempting to foul in those last 2 minutes. It was just done. They put up 40 points to our 16 points in that last fourth quarter.
Yeah. Bro, they stepped on it when they needed to, and it was in
more than they did in the first quarter of the last three games with Miami.
Yeah, and that was in your house.
Yes, at home. I do not see this happening in game two, but I also obviously did not see that.
I'm sure you're scared though. You got to be worried. Granted, they should bounce back. We know it is, you know, the two greatest shooters of all time that happen to just play together.
Yeah,
you know, Draymond's not Draymond of old, but. That doesn't necessarily mean anything bad.
We have 4 players that could put up 30 points on any given night. Any given. It's easy. Wiggins, it depends on who he's guarding. You have Clay. You have Curry. You have Poole who can put it up. Looney is a rebounding machine. We just need to keep him in more. And Draymond needs to attack the dang basket.
And what about Andrew Wiggins? What happened in game one? Because, again, under full... transparency, I didn't watch a single minute of this game.
Oh, my goodness.
Bro, I don't like either team. I hate your team, so I'm not rooting for Boston, but I'm not rooting for you, your team. So I'm just not watching.
You're...
And to be honest, the night that it was on, I was in bed at 7:30. We've talked about this.
I know. It is. Okay, but here's the thing. What happened is that they just socked Mike Tyson in the face. Yeah, that was great. I do not think that this is going to happen. I do absolutely still think the Warriors are going to win.
Oh, I don't think your Warriors team is Mike Tyson, bro. Your team wouldn't bite someone's ear off. You guys might be Lennox Lewis. Finesse, big, strong, but hey.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to hide behind. I'm going to be very professional. So listen, I'm going to be very professional when I smack you in the mouth. You know, you might be like Lennox Lewis. Okay.
Okay. Not to the actual literal.
You're not Mike Tyson.
No, but we can absolutely put it down your throat. We will. We could destroy the theme.
Jesus. Brooks.
What?
Watch your mouth.
Stop it. I'm talking about shooting. You're sitting here talking about
it. I didn't say anything. You said
what you're talking. Yeah. Shoot it all day long.
Okay.
Come on. Jesus. So, my prediction, we win tomorrow night, go 1-1, go back into Boston, or go into Boston for next two games.
So, I'm looking at some of these articles on NBA.com, ESPN, things like that. They're praising why the right decision for Tatum isn't always a shot. But if LeBron passes the ball, he ain't got that killer instinct, dog. He just ain't Kobe. He ain't got that killer instinct. I hate the double standard when it comes to that guy, even though
it's
he's
who's
not
writing
on a team.
It.
Yeah, but it ends up being a narrative. Because then guess who's going to be yelling about this on Monday?
You can
who's going to be yelling about this on Monday?
See,
now, Skip, let me tell you something, Skip. You see these washboard abs over here, Skip? You see these washboard abs over here, Skip? I want four packs. You're going to have them arguing for 2 hours over this. Because they don't even talk. They don't even talk. If they're not talking about the Dallas Cowboys in offseason, they don't talk football.
No.
They're still talking basketball. They're still talking about the Lakers.
Yes.
This whole next week is going to be about Darvin Ham. Darvin Ham. My uncle, shout out Gomez, he was like, who the hell's Darvin Ham? I've never heard of this dude. I was like, he's famous for breaking a backboard in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yes, that is absolutely. Oh, man.
He played in the league like, I want to say like 6 to 8 seasons,
yeah,
maybe.
Right around there.
I think
there.
He played for the Pistons.
Yes.
And maybe the Bucks. I know he coached with the Bucks, but I feel like he played with the Bucks too. I mean, he's a big swole dude. He's not real big. He wasn't a big man. He was a two guard.
But he's really intelligent.
And he's going to be the next head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, which won't win them a championship. And I'm not, this isn't against him. Oh, and Luke Walton got a job. Luke Walton's now an assistant within Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that. I like that. I mean, he was the reason Steve Kerr was a success, right?
Well, he technically coached the winningest season.
Yeah, he did. So,
and
I mean,
then
just
got a job at Sacramento, and then
well,
got
I mean,
fired
that's where everybody goes to. That's where the NBA. So back in the day, bring it back to Cleveland. Back in the day, that's where everybody in the NFL used to go to Cleveland to die. Whether it was coaching or players, you went there to get paid and die.
Yeah,
you're done. Same thing, Sacramento. You're going there. You're going to collect some money because we have to pay you.
Right.
And it's guaranteed in the NBA. I know that there's an argument that it's not all guaranteed, but trust me, they're guaranteeing everybody's money that's there. Otherwise, they'd be playing with an entire G League force.
Correct.
That's where they go to die. Who just took that head coaching job?
In Cleveland?
No. Sacramento. Mike Brown.
Oh, yes.
Now, you know what's not going to happen?
They're
not going to fire that guy out of the Warriors. I mean, I guess you could say that. I'd have to say,
coming out of the Warriors.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, I think he's... He's out of Popovich's tree.
Initially,
yeah. He went from San Antonio to Cleveland.
Right. Coached there and then.
Coached there, then left and went. He coached Lakers, didn't he? Before LeBron?
My gosh.
He coached somewhere big again. Dang, you know
Knicks?
That thing?
No.
And you know what that funny? Yeah, the funny thing is we have that computer in front of us. Let me look it up.
So. That's going to be interesting because I like him as a coach, and obviously he won us some games when Kerr got the COVIDs in our last series against Memphis. And every time that he's actually gone on, we've won. Or every time he's had to coach to step in because he's done it quite a few times. I think it was 17 games and he's won all of them. But another reason why now it's just popping.
So hold on. We're going to go through Mike Brown real quick here. Mike Brown, born in Columbus, Ohio. Shout out. But he went to high school in Germany. Wusenberg American High School in Germany. Played college, Mesa Community College, 1988 to 1990.
Shout out
Mike Brown. Then he played at San Diego, been coaching. Assistant with the Washington Wizards. So that's actually where he started when Mike was there.
Okay.
Then Spurs for 3 years. Then the Pacers for 2. Then the Cleveland for 5. Then the Lakers. He did have the Lakers. Then back to Cleveland for 1, 2, then Golden State, now head coach. But dude's been NBA All-Star Game head coach, 3-time NBA champion as assistant head coach, and he's been NBA head coach of the year. The Kings will not fire this guy for 4 seasons at least.
Yeah, they'll give him a full.
Because he's not going to cost them as much as other guys. He's going to be able to bring you some consistency to basketball.
He's a good coach. He's well-liked. Yeah, I would agree.
So, shout out. I like the breakdown of his little career here. That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. All right, so enough of that talk because, I mean, it's the Sacramento Kings and nobody gives a shit about the Sacramento Kings. Yeah. Not even the Sacramento Kings care. No. The people in Sacramento don't care.
No.
They all really those don't. That used to root for Sacramento are probably all dead.
The last time...
Because they were old when Chris Webber played there.
Yeah. I mean, when Bibby was there and Webber was there and...
They were fun.
They were playing the Lakers all the time.
Page Stojakovic.
Yes. Oh, my God.
They were bad boys, bro.
Oh, yeah. Shaq called them the Sacramento Queens.
Yes.
Right? Sir. They were going back and forth. I mean,
it was a great rivalry.
I remember being in the Bay Area during that time, and there were people who were repping a lot of Bibby jerseys.
Forgot. White Chocolate, Williams. Jay Will.
Yeah. So, like, God, those passes were...
He's so much fun to watch.
Allen Iverson to that next level for a little bit there, and that whole and one kind of style to the
bro,
game.
Bro, imagine if he was in today's game.
Oh, yeah. How quick.
He'd be a bona fide superstar. He would be Ja Morant.
Yeah. Without.
The dunks, but. You can dunk, but not like him, but I'm saying like the excitement of he's must watch.
Yes.
He's must watch. Jay Will in shout out number 55. He would be must-watch TV in the NBA. There's maybe five or six guys. Like, as much as I really appreciate the Suns, and I think they got a great team and everything, they're not much must-watch TV. They don't have a guy. Booker's good. He's very good. Chris Paul's very good. Going to be in the Hall of Fame. One of the greatest point guards. Yada, yada, yada. But they don't have that guy. Memphis has that guy.
Yeah,
Milwaukee has that guy.
You don't need it to win.
No,
but
to see, to get eyes.
Yes.
To get views.
Yep.
You need that guy. Zion is that guy.
Right. Showtime.
When Zion's playing, he's that guy. LeBron's that guy. Ja Morant's that guy.
Curry.
Curry's that guy. Trae Young is probably that guy. People are going to, you want to go see Trae Young play.
Yeah, I would go to Atlanta. Yeah, for sure.
Giannis.
Yes.
Is that guy.
KD.
I don't think so anymore.
Irving?
I don't think so anymore. People aren't going, I got to go see that guy play.
I agree. I think it significantly dropped this year.
Yes.
Tatum?
Like, he's going to be. He might. They win the championship, he will be.
For sure. Well, I think
and even
he
is if they
now.
Don't, but I don't know. I mean, I guess, let's say they don't win the championship and Boston comes to Phoenix. Am I going there because I want to see Jason Tatum play? I don't know if I'm. I want to see that guy play.
Jimmy
Not
Butler?
That team. No.
Jimmy Butler 5 years ago?
Jimmy Butler in the playoffs is that guy. He's not that guy during the regular season, and he's not that guy. You can't count on that. You know if John Morant's playing, you're going to see some crazy shit go down. You know when LeBron's playing, you're going to see something crazy. You're going to see something you've never seen before on the basketball court. He's that guy. In baseball right now, the guys you must go see is Shohei.
Yes.
Trout, which they play on the same team, so that's a double bonus.
Judge.
Right now, yeah. And if a pitcher, a couple of pitchers that you want to go see. But other than that, like, they don't have that, I got to go see this guy play.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the teams with the Dodgers, they have a stud team, but they just got, waxed by Pittsburgh.
Bro, they just paid a record tax bill of $310 million payroll, the Dodgers. My goodness. Hey, but it'll probably win them another World Series, so go get it.
Can they just give,
If you can do, and this is a direct contradiction to what I've always told my wife, is just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Mm-hmm.
But in this regard, you should because you can.
Yes.
Because in baseball, it is about winning that championship. And if it means you're going to spend that money, you're going to get that back. You're going to get that back.
Please tell that to the A's.
Only if they move to Vegas, bro.
It is so sad. You see so many different clips of people at the games, and it's just they're done. They don't care about that stadium.
No.
The A's,
bro. I wouldn't want to go there. Better. Oakland is bro. I feel bad for once. What was a great city?
Yes,
but like many cities across America, this great nation has gone in the gutter because of either drugs, what? Maybe because of loss of factory work, what? You lose good people to bad things. All right.
It's Oakland. Where the heck have you been since?
74, bro. Two generations.
Okay.
Two generations. All right. So we didn't think we were going to have shit to say today, and it's 45 minutes in.
Of course.
So I don't know how much there is really left to say. I don't really talk enough about baseball. Jose Ramirez is one of the most underrated players in all of baseball. He's over 50 RBIs already, bro. He's over 50 RBIs already.
Yeah, the Yankees are cranking. They're the only team that I think has had a better record through 50 games is the Mariners of
01. Oh, wow.
I think they're 40-12 at this point now.
Yeah, and I think did with 116 games or something that season. That's Seattle.
Yeah. That's the record. That's the year when they won. That was unreal. And it wasn't. No, it was like
111, 116, 123. No,
more than that.
Really? Okay, hold on. Let's look it up. Let's look it up before we get out of here,
let's
folks.
Go back. But so we will be back. We're going to do this every week. So every Saturday, we're going to be putting these out. We will be on YouTube. We decided to not record this morning because we were just getting up. It was way too early. Our pretty faces didn't look that good. I'm not trying to put myself out there this early yet.
Speak for yourself. I look great.
Okay. Okay. You do look
pretty.
I mean,
I don't know.
That's fine. It's fine.
Hold on. Let me see. Who? Let me see. I don't care about. Okay. I think we got it here. 127 seasons.
Seasons?
Sorry. 127 seasons. 112 teams have won more than 100 games. Okay.
2001.
So let's go with the most wins. 2002. New York Yankees at 103, Oakland A's at 103. Okay, great, whatever. 114. I'm just looking at, they're giving me all these different, I'm waiting to see. I don't know why. So this is what happens, folks, when, this is what happens.
You're killing it right now.
No, this is what happens when your default browser is Yahoo, and I don't know how to change it. I've gone into settings, I've changed it to Google, and it gives me Yahoo every time, and Yahoo stinks. Other than their fantasy football app, which is still miraculously working.
You are correct. It was 116.
See,
I'll find it.
Don't. I didn't even have to look it up, and I knew.
Okay. Well, good job.
You got me over here looking. I did see it now. Now here's the whole
list. Oh, okay.
Unbelievable.
Old man stuff.
All right. So, yes, we should be next week.
Yes, so we'll be back up on YouTube, but this week we'll still have the podcast up, like James was saying, on all the Apple, Spotify's.
Yes, sir.
All of them, wherever you're getting it from. And then every Saturday until we start getting into football season, August 1st, we will be back on 1060 AM, Phoenix KDUS.
Yes, sir. Yes, correct? We most certainly will.
And then
we most certainly will.
We will still be doing the podcast because we are going to be running this all the way through football season and be talking way into betting, which we actually did not too bad this year. We were talking about that for betting. We'll dive a lot more into it.
Yeah, and I haven't been betting lately. I haven't really, because I'm really, ladies and gentlemen, more football than anything else.
Yeah.
Not saying that I'm good at it, but that's mostly what I do. So I've kind of taken the summer. I haven't really bet a lot. I haven't been on FanDuel in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Take a break.
Hey, gamble responsibly.
Yes.
And that's what I'm doing. I'm in my downtime.
And I was responsible enough to not bet.
There you go. There you go.
Looking at it, taking a second.
There you go.
But yeah, I've been betting all throughout, especially on other games with the Warriors, because it's funner to watch a game that is
when you got some skin in the game, you got a little bit of money on it.
Yeah, right. And you're cheering for players that I love watching, and then finding a new player that I haven't watched in a long time or I've never watched before, especially in the playoffs where you'll start seeing some garbage minutes. I like it.
Right on.
Especially this playoffs, whether it's blowouts like nonstop. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyways, all right. I'll see you before next week probably, but otherwise, y'all will hear from us next week.
Have a good week, y'all. One love.
Later.
KDUS AM 1060 Tempe Phoenix and KSLX HD2 Scottsdale Phoenix is brought to you by AC by J Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Drains.
This program is paid for by Good Vibes Media.